Hey guys, it's Kelsey. You hear that? It's tea time. I had a 20-minute segment recorded for this episode, but a lot of things have changed. As you can tell, I just released a episode about last month about me and Julie having like aura cleanse. I just put a lot of perspective into my life and decided that my episodes don't need to be that long, and I think I'm going to take out trailers, as I've said in the little insert. I come to understand that what I went through was my next level of change, emotional change that I needed to go through. COVID happened this year, and we've talked about that in the first episode. And now we're here. We're here at the end of the year of COVID. And of course, there's another spike, and I just really hope that everybody practice safety and health and care. I thought that I understood what people were going through who weren't able to see their family members, especially the ones in nursing homes and individuals who are in hospitals, people giving birth, people going through surgery. I thought I could understand it until it finally happened. I want to say for about 4 years, my father was waiting for his kidney transplant. I just want to be there. Even though I have 6 other siblings that are there for my family, for my parents. Me, I was the one who moved far away. I'm the one who lived like the furthest away out of all the siblings, all the children. Then the night came and there was the text. It was time. My dad was getting his surgery done, and I was just like, what? Like, don't you get a warning? Don't you get told? But with COVID and everything, everything is just not what it used to be. And so it was that night, right there, he needed to get to the hospital. So I called my mom. Turns out my dad needed to go right then, probably like around 7 or 8 p.m. to the hospital because his transplant was ready. I kept asking my mom, do you want me to immediately get out of work so I can fly down there? Understandably, flying during COVID, I have to be extremely careful. And she goes, no, you can't do that. And I'm not going to need you down there until like a month or so, because I will be taking off work. I remember my dad after he just started dialysis, and he was very different. He changed a lot, and it was all due to he had finally stopped drinking, and that's actually what has led him to his course of his life. And he was different. He was very different. Yes, my father had chronic depressions and bouts of mood swings, but he seemed a little better to me. When I saw him a month or so later, after his surgery, he looked very broken and very introverted into his emotional turmoil. And it just like, I feel like he thought he was hiding it, but it was so prevalent and obvious, because he'll say things like, he'd rather have died, and he wished he'd never gotten the transplant. And it's these emotions, and him being, you know, first generation American, having old mentality and the way he was raised in the countryside of Asia, is very strict and very emotionally harmful, I have to say. He just was like, this isn't worth it. And he projected it onto the family, saying that even though my siblings really came together and they worked really hard to organize his medication and made like binders upon binders of like, here's his doctor's appointments, this is what he cannot eat, this is the time that he needs to take this medication, here's his new medication. And they had like this crazy organization in the living room, different colored baskets, each basket saying which day for like refills of his medication, and then paperwork saying when he starts his new medication. I went through with the healing because I really needed it. And I've only been here for a couple days already. It's like, gosh, my siblings, like what they've been going through. And if it's true or not, in a way they really did spare me.
a couple months before, I had found out that I was pregnant, but I had none of the symptoms. And the only reason why I knew was because I went on this journey of fertility treatment. And I've always known that I had issues with fertility. Like, I've known since in my 20s, but based off of my history with conversation with my doctor, it spans all the way back to when I started my puberty. It's clarity. Like, I thought it was just me. It's because I gained a lot of weight. It's because I don't care for myself. I was like, oh, yeah, it's probably my fault. And she goes, well, and this is my conversation with my doctor. She asked me pointedly, she goes, is this normal for you to not have a period? Yeah, like every 3-6 months sometimes. She goes, how long ago did this start? I was like, from the start. We listed all the other symptoms and it's PCOS. So she's like, how serious are you about having a baby? And I went, I'm pretty serious. I know I've only been married to my husband for almost a year, but we've been together for some time and we're in our late 20s and now we're in our 30s. We want kids. And I was like, cool, let's do it. So we tried. When I started the medication that I was using, the medication that they had me on was thyroid medication and another medication to help me with my circulating my blood a little bit better. Those were just like the first steps. That's trying. Then I saw my gynecologist. She asked me too. She goes, how serious are you and how ready are you to just start the process? I went, I'm pretty serious to start the process. And in my head, I'm not thinking of medication. I'm thinking like, they're going to make me put shots in my belly. I'm going to have somebody poke me in the butt with a needle. You know, like, I'm ignorant to the process of infertility. I am starting to understand infertility at this point. I didn't realize because I didn't have a regular period, I was irregular. I just chose when to start the system because Provera is supposed to do that for you. What you do is you take it for 10 days and then it's not very long after 10 days that you'll see within the next 2, 3, or 4 days, you'll start your period. So here is your cycle fixing itself. And then on the third day of your period, you take Letrozole, which is supposed to help you push your eggs out. Basically, you tell them, hey, you have an egg, release it. It's time to, you know, it's time to happen. But before this process happened, I just started the Provera and I didn't see my period and I was just like, oh, it's been 3 days. So I was like, I can't get pregnant because I haven't had my menstruation for so long. There's just like no way. So I peed on a pregnancy stick and it said I was pregnant and I was shocked. So I emailed my doctor and she's like, okay, I need you to come in. We're going to do blood tests and hopefully, you know, like nothing has happened to it because, you know, I'm taking Provera, which makes you bleed. And it was through the results and the phone call with my doctor that I found out that I had a chemical pregnancy. And she says that like the HCG basically shows that you were pregnant at one point or another, but you have already lost it. And so I emailed her back after it. I was like, well, I had my period. I just like was thinking and doubting the worst. And I was expecting to have a miscarriage. I do remember that the 3 days following to when I had peed on a stick to see if I was pregnant, because I was like, why can't I start my period? I'm taking medicine. Maybe I need a higher dose. I felt feverish. I was dizzy. My abdomen was in complete and utter pain. When I would walk my dog, I would like feel woozy and I was gonna faint. I came across more information on ectopic pregnancy and it lists all the symptoms I went through and I was just, oh my God, is that it? It can't be COVID because they tested my temperature before I went in to, you know, get my blood drawn and see my HCG. So like they would have told me if I was feverish and like they would not have let me into the clinic. And so, no, I didn't have COVID. So that's what had happened to me, not realizing that I'd lost something until I found out. And hearing that my dad was getting his transplant, which I was super happy and also extremely worried about. And not being able to really tell a lot of my family members what I was going through because they were going through what more. They're dealing with my dad's depression. They were dealing with my dad's like transplant, medication changes, all his appointments. And it's stressful and I just didn't want them to know so much. And so then I saw that I was declining in recording and editing for podcasts and also working on the children's book for my Aunt Tracy. This is my semi-hiatus story and my journey with the TCOS. And I say good luck to you all, TTCs, which means trying to conceive. All of you guys, good luck. Be safe on your journey, and I hope that you guys do see that silver lining, that little one, that little rainbow baby. That's the end of that. Thanks for listening. Hey, y'all. I want this moment to acknowledge and send out a huge, beautiful thank you to anyone who is a donor or has donated. I really want to thank the individual who donated to my father and to their family. Whoever you are, thank you so, so much.